Hey guys, welcome back to another Cultured Boys discussion. I'm Pepe and I'm joined by Nathan as always. And today we are doing another Cultured Boys pitches. Yay. That's right, we're back on the... I'm going to say what I said last time. But I'm going to stop swearing in the start of records. But we are back choosing a bunch of different media outlet kind of things, a bunch of different genres, going to mix them together, and we're going to pitch each other and you guys our ideas. So Nathan, what are we pitching today?
This pitch is a noir ninja movie. We had to do a little bit of research because we didn't exactly know what noir meant.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, like, I always just assumed that noir's kind of just like black and white.
Yeah,
but
same.
But we were like, is that actually what it is? Is it just like a black and white film? But no, it's a bit more gritty, a bit more like stylized, a bit of like undertones of darkness, that kind of thing. But yeah, that is what we're pitching. So a ninja noir movie.
Which, if you think about it, actually, out of most of the things we've gotten as prompts, this actually is very cohesive, especially after we researched what a noir movie actually was. It's like, oh, actually, this really works.
It really does. And the thing is with it, it feels like it's quite an easy, relatively easy thing to come up with. But I feel I've gone very over the top with my idea, though, is the only thing.
I mean, as you always want to do.
So, Nathan, which one of us wants to go first? Do you want to go first or shall I?
I feel like I'll go first this time because I feel like mine is... I feel like mine's very simple. Mine's very on the nose.
Pitch me your idea, Nathan. I'm ready. I'm all ears.
Okay. So, my noir ninja movie is called The Sins of War. Or Senso no Sumi. I've sent Pepe, and you'll see it on screen, I've sent Pepe a poster. So, this is the poster... You can see this is either the whole thing, so like a big like poster, or you can also split it in half. So the idea behind it is that after years of loyal servitude, Fujioka Masanori has become disillusioned with the constant fighting. He denounces his lord and clan to investigate if his missions have really benefited the people or just the shogun and the lords. As he travels back through his mission history, he learns the truth behind his actions and decides to punish those in charge. So that's it. I think I've seen some noir films without realizing it. But basically, when we did the research, it was like, it's about investigation, it's about cynicism and like moral ambiguity. I don't know why my brain shut down just then. So this is why I thought of this. This is the history of ninjas is basically infiltration, investigation, but they might not have always been on the right side. And that's where I sort of gained this idea because I thought, you know, like, what happened if one of them was just like, are we actually doing the right thing? Like, are we, we've just been told we're helping people. We've just been told we're doing the right thing, but like, am I actually doing the right thing?
Yeah, that's a really good plot point for that noir genre as well. Just that, like, kind of like you're doubting yourself, and it's that like you said, it's like your moral compass. Like, obviously, they're like basically assassins, like, and like you just do the job and get on with it. But like, what happens when you're in that world and you like start second guessing?
Exactly. Like, I also took a little bit of inspiration from like Ghost of Tsushima, where the Jin Sakai it's kind of different in a way because Jin Sakai in the game is a samurai and he adopts like the methodology of ninjas to achieve his goal, like to save Tsushima. But like in this, I thought it would be sort of in a similar vein, is everything he's learned, everything he's done, like Fujioka Masanori is just a grizzled lone wolf type. He's going to use everything he's ever done to try and undo or even just punish those who, like, you know, who might be doing some wrong. But he's basically going to discover what his own moral compass is. And he's going to go off and do what he thinks is right.
As a lone wolf kind of character, like, does he like find any, do you reckon like he would find anyone along the way that is like a companion or something, or like,
I don't think he'll ever get a companion. I think really the people he'll interact with are the ones that are really gonna show the devastation of what he's done.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, he might go to some towns and it turns out, yeah, actually, that lord that that was killed, yeah, he was bad. And life is good, actually. And he'll feel better about himself. But he's, you know, it's the warring period. So he's going to go to a lot of places and he's going to find that actually he's ruined a lot of lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that all of his actions have consequences.
It kind of comes down to that, like, he's done good in the world, but he's also done like some pretty awful stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is the middle ground and where does he go from there kind of thing? Is that
exactly,
as you said, moral ambiguity?
I also wanted to play on the fact that, like, thanks to media, modern media, we have this like idea that ninjas are like invincible. So like,
yeah,
like I want him to have just like crazy legends as well. You know, like some of these missions, it's like, oh, in a night he infiltrated a whole castle, he took everybody out, and like, oh yeah, my god, he took the lord's head and he whatever, and it was all this crazy ninja magic and shit. And it's like, no, it was a lot of prep work was all, you know. But like the folklore and all the tall tales, it's gonna make him sound like an absolute like monster of a man. But that's so that's the plot of my movie, and that's why the poster can be split in half. Mm-hmm. The left side, where it's got the English title, The Sins of War, being just black and white. So it's like, you know, the history, mm-hmm. the normal like historical noir kind of Japanese historical town. And then on the right side, with the red and the flames, mm-hmm. is the devastation. And then straight down the middle is the sword, symbolic of him sort of putting down and facing the past.
Is it weird that with your poster, I saw the left hand side and thought, oh, that's the devastation bit, and the right hand side, I didn't clock that it was fire. I thought it was like an autumn thing, so it's like, oh, this is the color and this is the
I realized
it was fire at first.
I was trying to make like posters from like, at least with the fire, the right side, I was trying to like imitate a really old, like OG kind of like,
oh yeah,
like old Japanese like film kind of poster, you know.
I get you. yeah
like ones from the like super early days where it's just kind of like, I don't know how we're gonna do this effect, but we're gonna do it.
No, I get it more now. I'm like, okay, because it obviously is like the same picture, like split two, like all that kind of thing. I get it now. Sound,
but yes, nice. That is my film.
What's the font on that right hand side as well? It looks really familiar. I know, like the left hand side is the font, but what is, because that font on the right hand side looks really freaking familiar. I don't know why.
I actually don't remember what it's called. I just have a bunch of these installed on Photoshop for if and when we do stuff like this and it's like, oh
yeah,
I need to put in some Japanese and like, you know, normal Photoshop fonts are like, I don't know what that is, can't display that.
that's fair. Okay, and that obviously just translates into The Sins of War on the,
yes,
that right hand side. Yeah So for a bit of context, we didn't mention it at the start of this, but in these pictures, there's always option to create additional content for it. Nathan always does something. He always comes through with some cool
work.
Whereas me, on the other hand, I'm more like focused directly on the ideas and don't create anything. I feel like what I don't do in visual assets, I make up for in long paragraphs of text.
Yeah, I'm a terrible writer, therefore I'm more of a visual person, so I tend to work more on the visual aspect.
Yeah.
Which is why if you think, instead of pitches, like, where we pitch an idea each, like, if we did one, we'd probably have, like, everything covered.
It actually would be. Yeah. It's I'd be your idea as Nathan comes with a great event. It's basically the okay, fair, sick, mate. Is there anything else you want to say on it before?
No, that was it. I guess. That was it. This one, incredible. This one, I was like, oh, I don't.
Yeah,
I'd sort of hit on the nose. I followed it almost to a T and was like, cool, I'm done.
Yeah, you really did hit like all those things. Like, it's a noir, it's a ninja, like that. It literally spot on. Like these, literally like straight in the thing. Right, okay. So mine, I've kind of gone like a little bit of a twist on it.
Okay.
It's a film called The Shadows of Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to choose something that was very.
You really like New York.
Yeah, it seems to be a really common occurrence with my things. But I wanted to go for like that kind of thing with noir movies, you know, where you see the old school like 1930s ones where it's like it's old school, like the guy, like the main character has like a cigarette in hand, he's like really like
got the
like
fedora, grizzled,
like
hard got,
like that kind
trench
of stuff
coat.
But obviously it's a ninja movie, so it's not gonna be like a copy and paste thing. However, Shadows of Manhattan, basically it's a premise of American ninjas in New York.
Okay,
so it is like, think of it like you know, like when you see a typical ninja movie, it's like you got the castles, you got like the bamboo forest, you got like loads of like cool like jumpy round like kind of things in the woods and like these kind of cool castles. Basically take everything that is associated with Japan out of it.
Okay,
so basically, you still got the classic ninja techniques. You still got like the throwing stars. You've got like the shuriken. You got all that kind of stuff. But it is all based in America, and it is like everything from Japan is stripped from it.
Okay.
So, like, think like a gritty black and white detective film. The main character was a cigarette in hand. Like I said, melodramatic sound effects. It's very of its time. Very 1930s esque.
Okay.
this one point, which is gonna be really fucking controversial, is that in a typical ninja film, obviously it's Japan, everyone's Japanese. I've written down basically everyone is white in this film. Everyone is like a, you know, like in those 1930s films, everyone is literally just a white straight male, this damsel in distress. Because I'm making a film for the 1930s,
so okay,
I'm gonna go down that route.
Incredibly, so everything's period correct.
Everything is basically whitewashed.
Okay,
basically, it is very period correct. I'm not doing it because I don't want this.
To save you by just saying period correct.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's kind of like this is very of its time. This is gonna be a film created in the 1930s,
okay.
And so it goes with those things. So it's a ninja story again. If you took everything. Taking out Japan, blah blah blah, get that, all castles. Our MC kind of leaps from skyscraper to skyscraper,
okay,
instead of like jumping from like rooftop to rooftop kind of thing. Think of it like that. Everything that you'd have in a ninja movie is now in Manhattan. So getting into the plot of it again, going very 1930s, Thomas Smith is a suburb detective who happened to be a top-class ninja back in the day. He runs a small-time shitty office in the side streets of Manhattan in New York. One day, Penelope Gardner, a helpless damsel, comes in pleading for him to take on her case. Thomas recognizes Penelope as his best friend's wife, a New York ninja patrolman named Johnny Gardner. Johnny was a good man, but according to Penelope, he was murdered in cold blood, and she's sure she knows who did it. The dark ninja faction, ENS. Now, you might be asking me, what does ENS stand for?
Yeah.
And right now, I couldn't think of a really cool name, so I just went for ENS. Maybe it'll change later on down the line, but ENS stands for Evil Ninja Squad.
At least I got two of them right.
What did you, Ninja Squad or Evil?
Definitely Ninja Squad.
Again, I really tried to think what could I call a dark faction. I was just like, you know what, it's working, so I can't think of any. Evil Ninja Squad is just going to be sounds a bit cooler when it's abbreviated. Anyway, Penelope wants revenge, and she'll go to the only person who she knows will feel the same way. So she's gone to Thomas for this, basically.
Okay.
Thomas will shrug her off at first, but the somber and hard-boiled like ninja man.
God, this sounded like a different
thing. He can't turn away from his friend's murder, basically.
Yes.
So Thomas and Penelope leap into a concrete ninja jungle where traps and surprises are present in every corner. Is all what it seems if Johnny's murder? Were the ENS really behind it the whole time? We'll soon find out in The Shadows of Manhattan.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out of my head, for one.
That's a very good point. Because I forgot about that.
TMNT, they're also in New York.
Yeah.
And they also fight evil ninja clan, the Foot.
Yeah.
which is kind of why when you were like, oh, evil ninja, I was like, please either do the Daredevil or do the TMNT reference, the Foot, the Hand, one of them, please.
Yeah,
something like that.
Oh. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Okay, the more we talk about it, okay, then there's a lot more of these ninja. They don't feel as noir as this. That's the difference.
No, they're not. Daredevil might at some point, but that's something
I feel like it's that's one of the things with Daredevil. You're right, it does have those noir elements, but it was also very modern, very like superhero-esque, like
I appreciate that you've probably fought the urge to do a South Park and a Thomas Asmisu.
See, this is the one thing as well. This is like, as I said, it's like, think of it as well. Like, it is completely black and white, but they still have the ninja outfits as well.
I can also appreciate, though, that you, whilst period correct, you didn't have the very racially insensitive character come in as a sidekick. Yeah. Like, oh, this is Kato, my friend from Japan. He's my ninja buddy. Oh, Thomas Asmisu-san.
No, I wanted
to
kind of
nice
just
to see you.
I wanted to kind of go for like, there's going to be characters in there which will be like, from other places around the world, I guess I'd say, but like it is.
I love that you said around the world, and I swear there's probably been like two pitches where for some reason you haven't had a New Yorker or something to do with New York in your pitch. I don't know why this is like such a common thread for you, but it's hilarious,
isn't it? Like, because I did was it Frank Oney, who is from New York, in our mining series,
always someone.
What did I do for the, what was the wrestling one we did? Was that a movie or was it a series?
That was a TV series.
Did I set that in New York as well?
I think that was a New York wrestling
that
show.
That feels like a New York. Yeah, yeah.
Because that was like a detective show, and I think that's why you
it
also.
Was, yeah. Because detectives and like the gritty style of it, it's New York. Everything's just great in New York. I've only been there once, but I assume that it's all that kind of stuff.
The other thought is when you said, oh, dude's jumping from skyscraper to skyscraper, I'm like, he's gonna need a lot of fucking rope.
Yeah, it is like that kind of thing. I'm just relying that he's just gonna be using like his
I get it. It's cool, but I was like, based off of, again, we've been to New York once, I'm like, god damn, he's gonna need, that's a pretty big fucking leap.
The more I think about it, the more I forget, like, when I say jumping from skyscraper to skyscraper, it sounds a lot more like Spider-Man every time I think about it.
But I like it. I think it's again, you've done the, like, you've hit the brief, but it's nothing like I thought it was gonna be.
Nah, I wanted to, like, a bit of context behind this as well. When we chose the categories last week, on that, like, we were talking to each other.
Oh,
just
Pepe was like typing stuff down straight away.
Yeah. Like, my immediate thought, right, is literally, I think it might still be my notes, it's literally American ninjas in New York was like the first thing. And I was laughing my head off because I thought, this sounds so freaking stupid. Like, because I really want to go for like that kind of like that hot, like Hollywood, like blonde, like chiseled guy.
Yeah.
But just in a ninja outfit. You know, I mean, the best way to describe it is, you know, in Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
What is it? Just before the finals of Battle City, Mai's, like, weird ex-boyfriend shows up.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, this white guy in a suit with blonde hair who's, like, a movie star. And he's like, yeah, all my monsters are ninja-themed. That was, like, low-key in the back of my mind, some kind of inspiration.
You're reminding me of a side character from the Yakuza games. He's, I think it's not quite the same, because he's not, I don't think he was American. I think he was, like, from Belgium or something. But it's, it's like a European guy who's, like, come to Japan specifically to learn ninjutsu, because he's, like, so into it. He, like, taught it. He either taught himself or he learned in Belgium or wherever he's from, and then he flew over, and then you meet him in the games. Right? Yeah. I can't remember. His name's, like, Ryan something.
Gosling.
No, but... But it's, like, it's kind of... It reminds me of the same kind of thing, except reverse.
Yeah, that is... That's the pitch.
So, how far into, like, this evil squad did you plan? Like...
Not... Okay, so, like, obviously this thing ain't getting made, so there's no fucking spoiler warning, let's be honest. But my whole, the whole arc of it, what I wanted to go for is, yeah, the ninja squad is there, and, like, they are a problem, but, like, and they did kill Johnny, but there's, like, that kind of twist there where, like, so you can imagine Thomas, like, eliminates the ninja squad, and he's like, yeah, I've got revenge for my friend, and then the boss is like, you haven't finished yet, or something like that. Like,
you don't even know Thomas Misu.
Yeah, like, you don't know the half of it, stuff like that. And then it's kind of like it's kind of like a weird standoff where it turns out that Penelope actually killed her husband. That's the kind of thing I was going to go down in the end, where it's like this kind of standoff, like, where it's like, you're the one that did it, and it's just like, yes, it was me all along, kind of thing. Like,
here's a question I want to ask. It's small detail.
Yeah.
But as we have a love for Japanglish,
yes,
it, would there ever be, like, any of that in this? Like, is Thomas ever gonna, like, do a Naruto and shout out a move, but gonna pronounce it, like, with an American accent?
No. So this is one thing with it. So there's, like, no Japanglish in this kind of thing. There's no, again, like, because it is all still very much like a Hollywood made film.
Okay.
Pretty much. So it is all very much like, I can't really see there being moves being called out either. He's just doing the ninja fighting style, and that kind of, like, does that kind of thing. There's a whole bunch of fights and stuff like that. Like, kind of think more in some ways like Indiana Jones-esque fights, I'd say. Where it's like not like some, it's not exactly a massive, like, Indiana Jones, for example, is an adventure film, and it's like him, like, obviously trying to do his best. He's not a fighter, but he gets his way around, basically.
Yeah.
Obviously, Thomas is a fighter, so it's like you're seeing those fight scenes, because this is still a noir movie. I don't want to, like, go too heavy on those kind of scenes either. So I want to focus more on the moral, like, not ambiguity, but kind of more like Thomas's struggles in some ways, and then, like, whether he decides to take on the case or not, and then he does, and, like, the whole evil ninja squad thing, the ENS, it's kind of a very, like, in somewhat a small part, but also not, like, he picks them apart bit by bit, basically, I'd say, is the way he gets around that, maybe.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, at least I was saying to Pepe literally just before we started recording that I was concerned that this was going to be the one, and I know we say it every time we do a pitch, I was concerned that this was going to be the one we had the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we're keeping the streak alive. So far we haven't come up with the same thing, but
we haven't, have we?
It's gonna happen. Like, one of these days it's gonna happen.
Yeah. I think that's, like, in some ways why I'm trying to make my ideas a bit more wild, because, like, I have a feeling that, like, if I go for something like the most random fucking thing, that if Nathan somehow lands on the same stuff that I've done, but I've chosen the most random fuck, I'll be like, for fuck's sake, that is incredible. Like,
well, by this point, we've done enough of these, right? As long as I avoid setting it in New York, putting New York in, I'm probably not going to have the same thing as you ever again.
Yeah, everything's set in New York. I might just like make it a thing now where like New York is incorporated in every single pitch that I do somehow.
Well, you already kind of have, so.
I didn't incorporate New York into the magazine one, did I? I don't think I did.
Nah,
that was more like fucking shut down with the fucking space stations.
Yeah,
like,
but
it was
again,
more
of
a resort, so that's away from the city.
I mean, like I said, I think there's been like, I mean, this is the 7th pitches, and I think there's maybe 3 where you haven't, 4
yeah,
at most.
Yeah, I think yeah, maybe
but I think it's on the lower end, so I think it is actually yeah. like 3 where you haven't.
I think there's 3 where I might. I think it's 3 where I have, because. I'm trying to think, even if our first one, the monster movie, that wasn't really set anywhere. I didn't actually specify
no.
where that one was.
And then the second one we couldn't, because that was a YouTube video. And also because you changed the whole channel and not actually pitch me a YouTube video.
I went above and beyond. I went above.
I don't know. I guess Pepe just likes New York. Like,
yeah, it's just a great setting. It's all the some of the greatest stories are told in New York, apparently.
New York, it's a hell of a town.
Yeah, something New York. I don't know the lyrics after that, so
I don't know.
Him up. Yeah. Right. Okay. Is there anything else you had to say about our pitches before we wrap this up? Like,
not. I don't have anything to say about mine.
Nah. Yeah. I don't think I have anything. I think I've said well enough about mine, to be honest. Said more than I need to.
Okay, but, wicked then. Yeah. Tell us, which one did you like? Which one would you have made? Would you have both made? I don't know. That is valid.
Would you combine the two?
Oh, I mean, elements of mine could fit into yours, to be
yeah.
fair.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, most of it.
Think about it. If you put your setting into my movie, basically, it's like if you took out the ninja aspect, it's basically just something like a gritty cop movie, which yeah. is what everything is. This is what this all is at the end of the day: is gritty cop movies, but with ninjas.
Pretty much. I mean, that was one of the, like that was one of the noir, things that they said was part of like noir yeah. was investigation. Mm. So, like, I guess that's why we both did that.
Yeah, I mean, it's noir. What else can you do? Yeah. That's it. You're limited in your choices of that. But yeah, like Nathan said, yeah, tell us which one you preferred. What, like, even, again, pitch us your ideas.
Yeah, that
too. It'd be bad to see, like, if you could come up. But yes, thank you for listening, guys, to another one of our pitches episodes. And we will see you next time for another Cultured Boys episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.